our play of the week.
Once upon a time, there was a piece of wood. And that was me. I couldn't walk because I had no legs. I couldn't see because I had no eyes. I had no heart and no idea of right and wrong. And no memory of anything that had ever happened to me. But I had a voice.
Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi. Dramatized for radio by Tina Pepler. With Stephen Moore as Geppetto, Christian Rotzke as Grillo the Cricket, Charlotte Attenborough as Celestina the Blue Fairy, and introducing Mark Burrows as Pinocchio.
6 o'clock. It's just growing dark. The lights are going on now all over the town, and soon it will be time for children to go to bed, time for their mothers and fathers to tell them the story. And tonight is the only chance I shall ever have to tell you my story. When morning comes, it will all be different. The sky, the smell of the morning, the way Alidora the dog looks at me, and most of all, I, Pinocchio, will be different. When morning comes, I won't be able to talk to the tiny fish anymore, or to my friend Alidora, or to you, not like this. I tell you my tale tonight, before the sky grows light, then you'll know it, even though I won't know it myself anymore. So before it's too late, let me tell you my story, the story of Pinocchio. Once upon a time, far away and long ago, there was a piece of wood. It was hard and naughty and cheeky, and it could talk while it was still nothing but a piece of wood, because it was alive. It was alive.
It can't be alive.
That's Mr. Cherry. He was given that name because his nose was so red. You could see in the dark when he was around.
It can't talk, and it can't laugh. It's only a piece of wood, and it's not a very good piece of wood neither. Look, it's got knots in it. Talk, my eye.
Of course I can talk.
Old lump jumped up, chucked out, unwanted drunk. I'll take my hatchet to your behind. There, see? Whack, whack.
Ow!
What do you mean? Ow. Bloody old brainless lump on the stage. You just be quiet.
You're hurting me.
It's not even my shed, neither. Talk. A likely story.
Which shed was it then?
Some old shed in the woods. I've never seen it before.
You stole me.
I said to myself, Cherry, old son, you can't take this shed home with you, but this old lump of pine would make a new leg for the kitchen table. Just hand it a bit.
Did you make the table?
Yes, I did.
It's a very ugly table.
I've changed my mind about you. I don't want you in my house anymore.
Why not?
Because I don't like you.
Well, I don't like you either, red nose.
Well, I'm going to give you to my friend, the potato.
Who's he?
He's a toy maker. He'll know what to do with you.
What is
it? He'll take his saw to you. That's what he'll do. That's what you need, a good blade.
Is this saw very sharp?
Like a shark's teeth. Cut through you like butter. But I'll tell you how to get on the right side of him.
Oh, yes, please.
You must call him Polenta. He'll like that.
You said wood can't talk.
That's right, it can't.
Then why are you still talking to me?
Good day, Mr. Cherry.
The very man we were just talking about, you.
We?
Yes, I was just talking to this ugly lump of wood.
You're talking to a piece of wood?
Well, yes, I am.
Are you feeling ill, my dear Jerry?
No, I'm quite all right, thank you all the same. And I know it sounds a bit off, but this bit of wood has been talking to me. Haven't you, Blankhead?
Bits of wood don't talk, Mr. Cherry.
This one does. Speak! Why don't you, blockface?
I don't hear anything.
It's just gone dumb to make me mad.
I think you'd better go and lie down, Mr. Cherry.
I tell you, it was talking to me. I was going to turn it into a table leg, and it said, ow, when I took my hatchet to it.
Should I get the doctor?
Anyway, I was going to give it to you because it's got no manners. It's a very rude stick of wood.
I'm sure it is.
I don't want it in my house anymore.
I'm sure you don't.
Take it away, please, Geppetto.
I think I'd better.
Here we are then, Glocko. Your new home. What do you think of it, eh? Oh, I know it's not much. It's small, and I haven't got much in it. Just a few sticks of furniture, just a bed and a funny old table. But I keep it clean, as you see, my little wooden friend. And there's lots of little toys, of course, to keep you company. I'm a toy maker, you see, Locko. I expect Mr. Cherry told you. Not going to talk to me, then, eh? Oh, dear. Poor old Mr. Cherry. He's definitely got sawdust in his brain. Still, he gave you to me as a present, eh? So, now, let's think. What shall I do with you? I think, since Mr. Cherry is such an old friend, and since you're such a special piece of wood, I'm not going to chop you up and put you in the fire. No, I won't do that. I'm going to use you to make a puppet. A beautiful wooden marionette. The most beautiful toy I've ever made. The most handsome in the world. With strings, of course, so I can make it dance and turn somersaults and do all kinds of delightful things. And we can go around the world together, and I can use you to make my fortune. What do you think of that, then, little blocker? Still not talking to me, eh? I can't keep on calling you Blocko, can I? I mean, not if we're going to be such friends. Let's see. What can I call you? You're a block of pine? Pine seed? Pine kernel? Pinocchio? Pinocchio. Pinocchio, that's it! Not Blocko, Pinocchio! Pinocchio. That's your name. What do you think of that, then? Well, Pinocchio, let's get to work. First, I'll make your two eyes, or as they say, two eyes are better than one, eh, Pinocchio? You know, I always wanted a son. I never had one, and I'm too old now, and I'm all alone, so you come along just at the right time. There. Eyes. But look, my goodness me, I've certainly done a good job there. Look how you're staring at me. I could almost say, are your eyes moving, Pinocchio? Very lifelike, though. Though I say so myself. Now for your nose. A nice, long nose. And why, you might ask, should I give my son a long nose? Well, you see, it's because it will give him character. And as they say, a long nose is better than no nose at all. And now, a mouth. Carefully. Carefully. Perfect. You know, with a mouth like that, it's a great pity you can't talk.
Hello, Polenta.
What?
Why is it called Polenta?
The lips are moving.
Polenta, Polenta.
But I didn't give you a tongue. Puppets don't have tongues.
Puppets don't have tongues.
He's talking. He's looking at me. It's like he's alive.
He's alive, Polenta.
Don't call me Polenta.
Why not?
And don't answer back.
Why not?
Mr. Cherry told you to call me that, didn't he?
Polenta, Polenta.
Stop laughing. I've created a little wooden monster.
I want my arm.
All right. All right. I was just going to when you started talking.
What does polenta mean?
It means corn mush.
What's wrong with corn mush?
It refers to the colour of my yellow wig.
What's a wig?
Stop asking questions, Pinocchio. You haven't even got any legs yet.
Why didn't I ask questions before I've got legs?
Because I said so.
And why do I have to do as you say?
Because I'm your father.
Was Mr. Cherry my father too?
No, Mr. Cherry wasn't your father. I'm your father. I made you, Pinocchio.
What's a wig?
It's this thing on my head, and I wear it because I don't have any hair.
Which thing? This thing?
Hey,
Put that back.
Polenta, polenta.
Take my wig off your head and put it back on my head, Pinocchio.
What's a father?
Your father is the person who brings you into this world and who looks after you and loves you, and you must look after him when he's old and helpless, and you must give him back his wig.
Are you going to look after me?
When you give me back my wig, I will.
I won't give you back your wig until you give me some legs.
I was going to give you some legs anyway.
Well, I was going to give you a wig back anyway, too.
You are a very cheeky boy. I mean, puppet.
What's a boy?
A small human being who will grow into a man.
And why is a puppet not the same as a boy?
Because a puppet doesn't grow and he doesn't feel things.
I felt things.
What things?
When Mr. Cherry hit me with his hatchet.
Ah, but you don't feel things with your heart.
What's a heart?
You feel things with it.
And I don't have one.
There's no such thing as a wooden heart.
Why can't you make one for me?
Because I can't.
So I won't grow into a man?
Well, no, especially not if I don't get my wig back right now.
Oh, all right then. I was only having fun. I want my leg.
All right. All right. There. Now, try to stand on them.
I can't stand up.
That's because you need strings.
I don't need strings. I can stand up by myself.
Really?
I'm sure of it.
I just had to teach you how to walk. Though I don't know that you deserve it after the way you behaved. Now, you just stand on your two feet.
Where are my feet?
Well, they're on the end of your legs. And you put one foot in front of the other, like this. Gently. Gently. Now, don't try to run before you can walk. I said don't. No. Pinocchio. Pinocchio, where are you going? Come back. You haven't got any clothes on. Oh, dear, what have I done? What have I done?
Somebody stop that puppet!
Look at you, Pinocchio!
Look at that puppet! Did you ever see a puppet that could run without strings?
Did you ever see an old man running down the street with his wig on backwards?
Oh, Lena.
Yes, Rosine.
Did you hear someone say a puppet that can run without strings?
I think I did.
I smell money.
Lovely money.
We must keep our eyes open.
Catch him, someone!
Don't let him catch me!
There he goes.
What a mover.
He'll beat me if he catches me.
Poor boy.
Poor little puppy.
What I say is you never know.
He always seems such a nice old soul.
No.
A vacant mind, but a decent old cock.
I don't mean that. I mean the wig.
Oh,
that's a banker's ring.
Somebody stop him.
He'll throw me on the fire.
Disgusting old man.
Disgusting.
He's not fit to be a father.
Call the town again.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm just trying to catch my son.
To beat him.
To torture him.
To burn him in the fire.
To turn him into a table leg. Save me, oh, save me.
Pinocchio, how can you?
Help me, help me.
I am your father. I made you.
Arrest that man.
He's a wicked old man.
Arrest the petto. He can't even put his wig on the right way round.
Polenta, polenta.
This is outrageous. We think
it's
come along with us, Pinocchio.
Goodbye, polenta.
Excuse me, Pinocchio. Tell them I'm not a wicked man. I'm your partner.
We've only just met.
How can you find it in your heart to do this to me?
I haven't got a heart. You said so. He didn't give me one.
Such betrayal.
What's betrayal?
Let's be enough.
Archie, Barty.
Time to go.
Let's be having enough.
Where are you taking me? To prison.
Prison.
Prison. Oh, no. Pinocchio.
See you later, Cornwall. I'm off home.
You have to admire that puppet's heartlessness.
Now, what can we do with a heartless, stringless puppet?
We must bide our time till we can profit from him.
And our time will come.
I'm back.
You'll be sorry you did that.
Who said that?
I did.
Where are you?
Up here.
On this shelf?
That's right.
I don't see anyone.
I'm very small.
What's your name?
Grillo.
Are you a mouse?
No, I'm a cricket.
Crickets can't talk.
Neither can puppets.
Well, this one can.
And so can this cricket.
Well then, how do you do, Grillo?
How do you do, Pinocchio?
You know my name.
Of course.
How clever.
Yes, I am clever. So will you listen if I tell you something very important?
It will be my pleasure.
You should obey your father and not run away from home.
Oh, no, you sound just like Geppetto.
And you should go to school.
What for?
To learn things.
I already know things.
What's a consonant?
I don't know.
Is it a talking table leg?
I don't think so.
Is it a yellow wig?
I don't imagine so.
Is it something to eat?
That reminds me, I'm hungry.
And who will feed you, do you think?
So my father will.
Yeah, but he's in prison.
Well, then I'll feed myself.
I didn't see about that.
Grillo, you're no fun.
Life isn't all fun. Stay home, be a good boy, obey your father, look after him, and learn an honest trade. It's the only way, believe me. We all come to it in the end.
I don't want to believe you. I just want to have fun.
Poor foolish puppet. I'm sorry for you.
Why?
Because you have no heart and a foolish wooden head.
Don't you say that to me.
I can say what I like.
I'll teach you.
And how will you do that, clunk brain?
Do you see this big heavy hammer?
I've got eyes.
So have I.
And my eyes are better than yours.
I'm going to throw this hammer at you.
You'll never hit me.
Oh, yes, I will.
Wooden head.
Wooden head. There. Oh. Oh, dear. You're dead. Yeah. Well, Mr. Grillo, I'm sorry. Really, I am. But you shouldn't have teased me. It's your own fault. I'm still hungry. I wonder what's in that pot over the fire.
Put your long nose out and have a sniff.
You're dead, Grillo. Be quiet.
Your conscience will never be quiet.
What's my conscience?
That would be telling.
Ouch!
Nose hit the wall, didn't it?
It's not a real fire.
And it's not a real pot either.
They're painted on the wall. It's all just painted.
I told you you'd be sorry.
Oh, I'm going out now. I've got to find something to eat.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Excuse me.
What do you want?
I'm a poor, hungry marionette, and I'd be terribly grateful if you could spare me a crust of bread.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, good. He's gone to get me a piece of bread, perhaps a piece of cheese, maybe even a little bit of butter. Here he comes.
Are you still down there?
Yes.
And I suppose you're going to tell me you're still hungry.
Oh, yes, I'm starving. No!
How did it take you to come begging?
I'm all wet.
The cold shower is less than you deserve.
I only wanted a morsel to eat.
We've all got problems. Now get off home. You're a public nuisance.
No, I'm not.
Call the police.
I'm going.
Look, Felina.
Look at what, Felina?
Isn't that stringless puppet?
So it is.
I definitely smell money.
Yummy, yummy.
I don't know how.
And I don't know when.
But you might as well jingle.
Let's follow.
At a discreet distance.
On our stealthy, healthy form.
To see where he goes.
I knew you'd come home hungry.
Shut up, Grillo.
Now you'll starve to death.
I'm starving already. I wish my father was here.
Well, I told you.
I know, I know. Oh, look. A fire. Why wasn't it a real fire before?
Things are almost never what they seem. And things do change.
But at least I can warm my feet. Yeah.
Be careful. Fire burns.
I'm not listening to you, Grillo.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Open up! Let me in!
Oh, what's happening?
Open up, I say!
Father!
Pinocchio, I'm come up your nose if you don't open this door, is there any man?
Oh, you won't have to, Father. I'm so happy you're home. Oh!
Oh, cut off my own nose. I'm bringing this trouble on my head. Pinocchio, what's going on in there?
I can't walk, Father.
Pinocchio, if you tell lies, your nose will grow as long as a bird fell.
I'm not telling lies. I've got no feet.
Of course you've got feet. I made them myself.
Well, I can't get up.
I can climb in the window, you know.
Please climb in the window. Please help me.
Help you with the back of my hand once I get inside the house.
Pinocchio, you really are on the floor.
Yes, I am.
You've burned your feet off.
I fell asleep by the fire and the fire was real.
Oh, my poor boy. Does it hurt? Can you feel any pain where your feet used to be?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I'm very hungry and I can't walk.
Don't cry. I'm here now.
Please, will you make me some new feet, Father?
Well, I'm not sure that I should.
Please.
You'll run away again.
I won't.
You will.
I won't, Father. I promise.
Promises, promises.
And if I do, will you promise you won't run away anymore?
I promise.
Do you promise you'll go to school?
I promise.
Do you promise you'll look after me when I'm old and grey?
I promise.
Well, then, I'll make you some new feet, and you must do as I say from now on. There. You've got your new feet. Now, don't run away this time.
Why did they let you out of prison?
I don't know why they took me to prison in the first place, and I don't know why there was a puppet running about in the streets with no strings. I think the world has gone mad. Or else I have. Now then, Pinocchio, listen, I want you to go to school.
But I don't.
Listen, listen. I've brought you something very special. It's a present.
What is it?
It's a book.
It's a book?
It's for reading.
What's reading?
It's what you do to a book, so you learn things. And you must take very good care of it. I've made you some clothes and a little coat. So you look like all the other children.
But where is your coat?
You sold it.
You sold it?
Yes.
Why did you sell it?
To pay for your book, Blockhead.
To pay for my book?
Yes, Pinocchio.
Oh, Father, how I do love you.
Oh, no. You're off and have a good day at school, Pinocchio.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Pinocchio. Now be careful.
Remember your father's sacrifice. It's something you give up for someone you love.
I don't want him to give something up.
Well, it's too late now. Just be grateful.
Or I'll burn my feet off again.
Something like that.
Oh, what's that?
That's music.
I like music.
You're going in the wrong direction, Pinocchio.
But my feet want to go over there, towards the music.
Your brain is not in your feet.
They're my new feet.
Pinocchio, that's the way to the theatre, and you want to go to school.
Oh, he doesn't want to be at school on a day like this, does he?
Who are you?
I am Volpino the fox, and this is my friend, Felina the cat.
How do you do? It's far too hot for school.
Pinocchio, beware.
But they seem to be so friendly.
You'd be much better off going to the theatre.
Just for today.
Lots more fun.
Lessons can wait.
Lessons will always be there waiting for you.
They never go away.
What a chore.
What a bore.
You can go to school tomorrow.
Not today. Today's special.
Today, you must go to the theatre.
It's a puppet theatre. A puppet theatre?
That's right.
With puppets like me, you mean?
Oh, yes, just like you.
Absolutely.
Mind, it'll cost you.
How much? 4 pennies. 4 pennies?
A bargain, if you ask me.
4 whole pennies?
Definitely a bargain.
I don't even have 1 penny.
Oh, but I can't help but notice that you are holding a handsome volume under your arm.
My school book.
You could sell it.
Pinocchio.
Sell it?
Oh, Pinocchio, your poor father.
Yes,
he looks very dull.
My father sold his coat to buy this book.
But I'll buy it.
He'll buy it.
4 pennies.
In you go.
Pinocchio.
Goodbye, conscience. I'm going to the theatre.
Why are you sad, Pulcinella?
My brother.
Dead?
I don't know.
Gone?
Yes.
How long ago?
Oh, longer than ever.
That's a very long time.
Oh, I miss him.
Was he a very special brother?
Oh, yes. The best, the kindest, the cleverest, the most special puppet brother in the whole world. Oh. And I don't know if I'll ever see him again. Why, Porcinella?
Who says that?
I do. Yes. I'll be your brother, Porcinella. Who are you? Who are you? I'm Pinocchio, the puppet Geppetto made from an old piece of pie, yes.
The puppet who can laugh and run and jump.
Without strength.
Without
not him again.
Come and show them, Pinocchio. Come up here and be Pulcinella's brother.
Here I come.
Hurrah for Pinocchio.
Why? What about the play?
Pinocchio can be in it too.
He's not a proper puppet.
He's not in the program.
He's not in the play.
We want the play.
Pinocchio, where's Pinocchio?
He's demand a refund. Where?
Oh, no.
Who is Bravaccio? He's the fire eater.
He's our lord and puppet master.
He pulls the string.
We're not free like you.
Who is responsible for this disruption? Who dares to threaten the integrity of the performance and the weight of my soft leather purse?
Me?
Me? What do you mean by me?
I mean I. Me. Pinocchio!
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Pulcinella was crying.
She's supposed to cry, Plankhead. It's in the script.
I was only going to stay for a little while. It isn't been any harm.
My lamb is half cooked.
Oh, no.
Oh, Pinocchio's wrong.
What?
He's going to chop you off.
And you're the fire.
You look like a well-seasoned piece of wood.
But I'm not a piece of wood. I'm a marionette.
I hate half-cooked lamb.
My father will die of grief.
That is no concern of mine.
He has sold his coat to buy me a scorebook.
You are being very illogical.
And I sold the book to come to the theater.
You did what?
Oh, dear.
Your father sold his coat to buy you a book, and you sold the book to come to the theater, and you didn't even go to school.
I tried to warn you.
But you should be in school.
Pinocchio.
Now you must die.
Don't burn our friend.
My father will be left all alone in the world with no one to look after him. Have mercy, kind sir.
Have mercy, noble lord.
Have mercy, your worshipful puppetess, for the sake of my lonely father.
He forgives you.
But I still won't eat my lamb half-cooked, Harlequin.
Yes, Master.
You will take Pinocchio's place on the fire.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. I say no.
I say yes.
Put me instead.
What?
I won't let my friend die in my place. Pinocchio.
Courageous wooden head.
You would sacrifice your wooden self to be burned to save your friend?
Of course.
But you're only a marionette.
Throw me on the fire. I don't care.
I can't do that now.
Why not?
Such courage deserves to be rewarded, not punished. I will eat my lamb half-cooked because you are brave of heart.
I don't have a heart.
Shut up, Pinocchio.
Is your father very poor?
Yes.
My father was poor, too. And is he all alone in the world?
Apart from me, yes.
My father was alone when he died. Listen, Pinocchio, I am going to give you 5 gold pieces to present to your father with my compliments on having brought you up to be brave and cruel.
Oh, thank you.
But if I ever catch you disrupting my theater again...
I promise.
I've heard that before.
Goodbye, Bravaccio.
You are listening to the BBC World Service. This is WNYE, New York.
Look, it's him.
Who?
The stringless stickhead. And what's that I hear?
Oh, sweet golden sound. Jingle, jingle. Let's dance.
Ah, take it easy, Felina. We've got to lull him into believing we are good, sincere people who only want what is good for him. We've got to make him trust us, dear girl.
But Volcino...
Good evening, Pinocchio.
Oh, is it evening already?
Time flies when you're having fun.
You bought my book, didn't you?
You can have it back if you like.
Oh, no, you're very kind. But now I can buy another one with no trouble. My father can have a new coat. And now I must hurry home. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
My father will be wondering where I've got to.
Surely not.
Not so soon.
I didn't go to school.
Well, he need never know.
I promised I would. He made me promise while he was making my new seat.
What happened to your old seat?
I burned them off.
You poor thing.
Pinocchio, beware.
I really must go. My conscience is starting to trouble me. And I have a present from my father from Bravaccio. The fire eater.
A very difficult man. Very fiery.
Oh, but he was very kind to me.
Kind? Bravaccio, what?
He forgave me and gave me a present for my father.
How much?
Really, Felina, you're about as subtle as a duck. You were going to tell us about your present.
I'm rich.
Are you?
I'll get a new book, and I can get my father a new coat, and we'll never go hungry again.
Goodness me, that sounds like a large amount of money you have.
Very large.
How large?
The largest you've ever seen.
I don't suppose you feel like giving us a clue, just a tinsy one.
We're your friends.
You won't tell anyone.
You can be sure of that.
You can trust us, can't you, Felina?
Of course you can.
There you are, you see, Pinocchio, I told you could trust us.
Pinocchio, don't say a word.
5 gold pieces.
Is he dead? We're just plain stupid.
5 gold. Pieces? Yes, there they are.
Oh, my stars and whiskers.
Oh, my pretty paws.
Oh, my beautiful bride.
Oh, Pinocchio, you stupid lump.
I told you I was rich. And now I really must say goodbye.
But before you go, just one moment. Just spare us uno piccolo memento. That's all we want.
5 gold pieces. My.
How would you like to double your money, eh? Selina?
Double it.
All right, then treble it.
Treble it?
My sir, you drive a hard bargain. Quadruple it. And that's my last word.
Quadruple it?
Come with us, Pinocchio. Noble marionette, you of the brave heart.
I don't have a heart.
I don't believe it.
Come with us anyway.
Come with us, sweet boy.
Where to?
To the Inn of the Red Lobster. And in the morning, we'll take you to the Field of Wonders.
The Field of Wonders?
Beware of those who promise much, Pinocchio. There's no such thing as the Field of Wonders.
You'll be rich beyond your wildest dreams.
No one ever gets rich beyond their wildest dreams.
The Field of Wonders.
It can't do any harm just to go and see.
Should I?
Don't you know not to trust strangers? Go home, Pinocchio.
I gave you quadruple my money.
They're lying.
You're just a spoilsport.
I can't help that. It's human nature.
Goodbye, Grillo.
Master, it's closing time, past midnight.
Oh, where am I?
You are at the Inn of the Red Lobster, Master Plankhead, and I'm the innkeeper.
Oh, did I fall asleep?
You did.
Sound asleep. Very unwise.
Oh, my head hurts.
Well, I'm not surprised. You let them eat everything.
Who?
Master Fox and Mistress Cat. I never saw a cat eat so many fish. Never saw a fox eat so many pheasants. Feathers? I thought he'd suffocate. Bones? I thought he'd choke on them. I could start a natural history museum with what they left behind.
Where did they go?
Well, to have a good berth, I should think. They've left you with the bill, of course. It wants paying.
They left it for me.
You have much to learn, young master.
You can say that again.
You have much to learn, young master.
I'll go and look for them. I'm lost.
Of course you are.
Where's the Field of Wonders? Hello? Is anybody there?
Hello, Plankhead.
Who said that?
Heed.
Are you ghosts?
You good
be.
Let me see you give us your money.
Your money or your life.
They mean it.
Well, then run, blockhead.
But, Gorilla...
Run for your life.
You're going too fast. Help me. Oh, please, somebody help me. Gorilla.
Just keep running.
Who's that? Me, Pinocchio. Please let me in.
I can't let you in.
Please, please help me. They're after me. They want to kill me.
I'm so sorry.
Help me, please.
I can't.
There he is.
Catch him.
Give us your money.
All of it.
Where is it?
I'm not giving you my money. It's for my father.
You'll find it anyway once we've killed
you. We'll string you up.
We'll leave you hung till you're dead.
And then we'll get your money anyway.
We don't really want to kill you.
At any rate, we don't need to.
But we might have injuries.
I buried it behind it.
Shall we believe him?
Don't check.
You'd better not be lying.
Let's hang him up first.
Oh, how? He's a little fighter, isn't he?
Meow! He's got my paw.
What do you mean he's got your paw?
He's bitten it off. Meow! Wow!
Oh, stop complaining, feeble feline. You just lost a paw. Pull yourself together. Help me string him up.
It's working.
Good. 3 hours should do it.
Or 8, to be sure.
Goodbye, you stupid plank face.
Goodbye, sort of spray.
Have a nice day.
Why isn't my father here to help me?
Because he sold your book.
But he doesn't know that.
You reap what you sow.
Am I going to die?
We'll see.
Will I go to heaven?
Save your breath, Pinocchio. You're going to need it.
But I still got my money. I still got my money. Still got my money. I still got my money. Where am I?
You're safe in my house.
I've been having a very strange dream.
Have you?
There were 2 robbers chasing me, and when they had nearly caught me, I came to a little house in the woods where a girl with beautiful blue hair, just like yours, opened the window and said she couldn't let me in. So the assassins caught me, and they hung me in a tree and went away and left me to die.
Did they do all that?
Oh, yes. But then, when I was nearly dead, a falcon came and untied the rope and laid me on the ground.
A falcon untied the rope?
Yes, with his beak.
And then?
And then I woke up.
It wasn't a dream, Pinocchio.
It wasn't?
I am the little girl with the blue hair. My name is Celestina.
Well, I'm much bigger now.
That's because I'm your good fairy.
My own good fairy?
Yes.
And a falcon?
I sent him. What did the robbers want?
They wanted my money.
You had money?
Yes. I had 5 gold pieces. I mean 4, which Bravaccio gave to me to give to my father.
And where are the 4 gold pieces now?
I lost them.
Pinocchio.
You lost them?
I dropped them as I ran.
Pinocchio.
You dropped them in the wood?
Yes, that's right.
Your nose is growing.
Well, then I can easily send a falcon to find them.
Oh, no. Now I remember. I swallowed them.
Your nose is as long as a laundry pole.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at your lies.
How do you know I'm lying?
Because your nose is growing longer and longer with every lie that you tell.
Is it really?
Yes, look. Try and turn your head and see in the mirror.
Ouch!
See? You couldn't get your nose out of the room if you tried.
Stop laughing at me.
Do you promise not to lie to me again?
I promise.
Not again.
All right, then. I'll call my woodpeckers to pick off your nose.
I feel much better now.
Good.
Celestina?
Yes, Pinocchio.
Are you really my own good fairy?
Yes.
You're very beautiful.
Thank you.
How old are you?
Oh, at least 100.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm not more than 150.
You're only 10 years at the most.
Pinocchio, your nose will grow again.
Are you going to marry my father? Oh.
What's the matter?
My father, he must be so worried by now.
It's all right. I've told him where you are and he's on his way to see you.
Can I go and meet him along the way?
Of course you can. But don't talk to any strangers and don't wander away from the path.
But I don't want to leave you, Celestina.
Go on, it's all right. I'll be here when you get back. But keep to the path for nothing.
I will.
Don't wander. I won't be with you this time.
Why not?
I want to see how you get along on your own.
I'll see her again tonight. She said I would. I'll see my father very soon, and we'll all be together, and we'll all be happy and safe. Through me, silly old Grillo.
Pinocchio.
Where have you been?
We thought you deserted us.
Oh, hello, Volpino. Hello, Polina. No, I didn't desert you. I was attacked by two assassins who hanged me in this tree and left me here to die.
They didn't.
They did.
They did.
They did. And it's only because the fairy Celestina saved me that I live to tell the tale.
That's terrible.
Horrible.
But you're safe with us.
We'll protect you.
What happened to your money?
Oh, they didn't get that. What really? And now I must go to meet my father. Goodbye. Oh,
but surely you still want to make your money grow?
No, I don't. Celestina's expecting me home soon.
But it won't take long.
Look how pleased they'll be when you come home rich.
Better rich than untied.
That's what I say.
Celestina said I must keep to the path.
But my dear boy, you left the path ages ago.
Did I really?
Ages, not simply ages.
Look, we're already here anyway. So what have you got to lose?
Where are we?
In the field of wonder.
Really?
Would we lie to you?
I'll dig a hole for you.
What for?
To plant your savings and watch them grow.
Oh, Felina, what happened to your paw?
You fed it to a starving child, didn't you, Felina?
What a kind-hearted cat.
Isn't she?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Now, Pinocchio, all you have to do is put your gold pieces in this hole.
Like this?
And I'll cover it up.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
And should I water it?
Wouldn't do any harm. And now we'll be on our way.
Will we?
But don't you want to share the profits?
Well, since you come to mention
it. We wouldn't think of it, would we, Felina?
Thank you.
But I'd like to give you a present for your health and trouble.
Please, you will offend her. Come along, Felina.
Oh, right then.
But be sure to leave some twigs over the spot so you know where to look when you come back with the water. Goodbye, Pinocchio.
See you around. Mm. Goodbye. Thank you. Now, where's the stream? There's the pile of twigs. Volpino was clever to tell me to do that. That should be enough.
Regulus Twiglet.
Oh, hello, Grillo. I'm waiting for my money to grow.
Oh, yes.
Then I'll be able to buy my father a new coat covered with diamonds and pearls.
He doesn't need a fancy coat, only a warm one.
And a new house with lots of rooms and a real fire instead of a painted one.
So you can burn your feet off again.
Oh, you're always such a miserable cricket, Grillo. What's the matter with you?
Do you really think your money's going to grow?
Of course, Volpino said it would. All I have to do is wait.
You'll wait forever.
No, I won't. You'll see.
Listen, my poor little stickhead. The fox and the cat came back while you were at the stream.
Did they? Had they forgotten something?
They dug up the money and took it.
I don't believe you.
Well, then look in the hole.
It's gone.
Surprise, surprise.
But it wouldn't be them. They're my friends.
Your friends don't try to kill you.
I don't know what you mean.
You bit off the paw of one of the assassins, didn't you?
Yes.
Do you really think Felina would bite off her own paw to feed it to a hungry child?
Oh, no.
Now you know what betrayal means, don't you?
I've forgotten why I wanted to know.
That's life, I'm afraid, Pinocchio.
What's life?
Knowing things when you've forgotten why you wanted to know them.
Celestina! Celestina!
She's not here.
Celestina! Where's the little house?
It's gone.
And what's that, standing where the house was?
It's a little monument.
There's writing on it. I wish I could read.
I won't say a word.
Please read it for me, Grillo.
Here lies the lovely fairy with bright blue hair, who died of grief when Pinocchio abandoned her.
I was only gone for a few hours.
Things can change very fast.
I don't believe it says that.
Suit yourself.
Go away, Grillo. I don't like you.
Okay.
And you go away too, stupid dog.
The name's Alidoro. What's your name?
Pinocchio.
And why are you crying?
I killed someone.
You have?
Yes, it says so here.
Now then, you mustn't take on so. I'm sure it's not your fault. You're just a boy.
But I'm not a boy. I'm a wooden puppet. And that's why everything's so horrible. I'm not even a proper puppet because I don't have strength. I don't know where to find my father and I don't know what to do.
I'll help you find your father.
Will you?
Get on my back.
Aren't I too heavy?
Light as a matchstick. Now, close your eyes and don't open them until I tell you. We're going to the seaside. Open your eyes. You see those people over there?
Yes.
They know where your father is. Goodbye, Pinocchio.
Goodbye, Alidoro. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Excuse me.
It's a terrible thing.
It is indeed.
What is? There's an old man who lost his only son.
Left all alone, he's sad and grief-stricken. Mm. He looked for him here, there and everywhere. Mm. And now he's built a little boat for himself to go and look for him far away over the sea.
The jobby was a toy maker.
Toymaker?
Yes, Geppetto, the toy maker. Very good at making little boats.
But Geppetto is my father.
You don't say.
Where is he?
Well, that's him out there.
Where? There. Look, right on the horizon.
But it's so far away.
It is.
He looks so small.
He does.
You're too late.
He'll drown, that's for sure.
Father, wait for me.
Yeah, what are you doing?
He's going in after him.
I'm coming, Father.
He's mad, if you ask me.
Both of them.
He's gone under.
So he has.
Well, that's him then. Gone.
Gone.
Pinocchio.
Grillo?
Yes, it's me.
Where am I?
You're on Busy Bee Island.
How did I get here?
You swam and then you were washed ashore.
Oh, I remember now. My father.
Yes.
Have you seen him?
No.
You think my father drowned?
Not necessarily. He might have been swallowed.
Swallowed?
There's a monster whale living in these waters.
Could the whale swallow a man and a boat?
Oh, easily. And without even burping.
My poor father.
Cheer up. Maybe he'll spit him out again.
I want my father.
What's the matter, little boy?
I'm hungry. I've lost my father. And Celestina is dead. And nobody loves me. Nobody in the world.
Would you like something to eat?
I'll die of hunger if I don't eat soon.
I can make pasta and chips in no time at all.
Pasta and chips? But aren't you?
But aren't I what? Why are you looking at me like that?
You remind me of someone.
Do I?
You have blue hair.
So I do.
Can you believe... Are you my good fairy Celestina, who died when I went away?
I could be, I suppose.
And you're alive?
Yes, I am.
Why did you pretend to be dead?
To teach you a lesson.
But you made me unhappy.
And now I'm making you happy again.
I wish I'd found my father.
I know.
Do you think I'll ever see him again?
I don't know, Benaki.
Is it because I'm not a real boy? Bad things keep happening.
Would you like to be a real boy?
I don't know.
Well then, would you like to come and live in my house with me?
Oh, yes, please.
And I'll pretend to be your mother, and you can pretend to be a real boy.
Oh, yes.
Which means you have to go to school.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow morning.
They'll laugh at my wooden elbow. Oh,
they won't.
And they won't want to be my friends because I'm not a real boy.
Well, you just tell them you don't care. Remember, Pinocchio, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
What have we got here, Georgia?
Is it alive? Can it move?
It's made of wood.
What's your name, Clay Peg?
And Genie asked you a question, Clunk Clay.
Can't you talk?
We could glue his wooden lips together.
We could stick his hands to his wooden bum.
We could glue his head to his wooden knee.
Can we burn him, Martello?
Sure, see. Got any matches,
dickhead?
Leave me alone.
He's got such a long nose.
He's got such skinny, creaky legs.
He's got such a wooden brain.
You've only got one brain between you.
Now that's not a nice thing to say, is it, dickhead?
I want to be friends with you, but you'll have to be more polite.
Oh, my. We'll have to be more polite, Giorgio.
Allow me to kick your leg, if you would be so very kind.
You'll hurt yourself.
Oh!
Why are you so mean to me? Why don't you like me?
We don't like you because you're different, dickhead. See, you're just a stupid puppet.
His father's dead.
And his mother is very strong.
She's not really his mother.
Steady now, Pinocchio.
She isn't even married.
You take that back.
Who's going to make
me? I am.
You and who else?
I don't need anyone else.
Come on, gang. Get him.
You'll be sorry.
Pinocchio, stick some stones.
Pinocchio.
Are you satisfied now?
The thing is, Willow, and the truth is, sticks and stones can't break my bones since I am made of wood.
So it was hardly a fair fight, was it?
Three against one.
That isn't the point.
Celestina said words can never hurt me.
That's right, everyone knows that.
Well, I don't understand. If she's so wise, how come their words hurt me more than their kicks and punches?
Look, Pinocchio, it's about time you learned that it's better not to think too much or to ask too many questions. Except in class.
You're a good worker, Pinocchio.
Did the teacher really say that?
Dead honest. Well, your nose isn't growing, so it must be true.
Always the first to arrive and the last to leave.
Oh, is it true? Look at my nose.
Always attentive, bright and wide awake, unlike your friend Marcello.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
But that reminds me, there's one thing you must watch out for.
What's that?
Your classmates.
So they're my friends.
They'll lead you astray one of these days.
No, they won't. You listen to what your teacher tells you, Pinocchio. Be careful.
I'll be careful.
I wish I could believe that.
I'm very pleased with you. You've been so good that I think you deserve to have the thing you've always wanted. Tomorrow, something very special is going to happen.
Oh, what is it? Tell me, tell me.
Tomorrow, you are going to become a real boy. A real boy?
Well, what do you say, Pinocchio?
Thank you. You don't sound very pleased.
Oh, I am. I'm very grateful, honestly.
Good. And we'll have a party to celebrate.
I like that.
Go and invite all your friends.
What if nobody wants to come?
They will want to come.
They don't like me.
Of course they do, silly.
And they'll come when you tell them I'm making hundreds of cakes and thousands of cups of chocolate.
Oh, yum!
Now go and tell them.
I will.
But mind your back before nightfall.
Eugenia! Marcello!
Hello, Pinocchio!
Alidora, let me give you a hug!
Oh, steady on! No need to go overboard about it!
I'm so happy to see you!
Oh, what's the matter? What are you doing here all alone?
Well, you know I'm not a real boy.
Yes, I know.
And I'm not a real puppet either, you see, because I don't have strings.
So what's the harm in being one of a kind?
All the time since I came here, I've been good, and I've done all my lessons, and Grillo and Celestina are pleased, and I should be happy. And yet I just feel left out. I don't know any more about wanting to be a real boy.
But you're not a real boy, so what's the problem?
I'm going to become one tomorrow. Celestina is giving me a party to celebrate. But I can't find anyone to invite because I don't know where they play because no one plays with me.
Now, you've got me. I'm your friend.
I know you are, Elidoro, and I wish I could live with you.
Never mind. Now then. I think I know where you can find at least one of your schoolmates. Marcello, I think he's called.
You know where Marcello is?
Yes, I saw him just now. Let me take you. Only for goodness sake, dry your eyes, or we'll never hear the end of it.
Oh, hello, Stickhead. Fancy seeing you here.
My friend Elidoro told me where you were.
Oh, really?
Guess what? Tomorrow I'm going to become a real boy.
You don't say.
So my good fairy is making hundreds of buttered rolls and cakes, cups of chocolate, and she's told me I can invite all my friends. And you're my best friend, so I'm glad I found you first.
Well, I'm very other drunk brain. But I'm afraid I won't be able to come.
Why not?
Because I won't be here.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Toyland. Why don't you come with me?
Pinocchio, remember what your teacher told you.
I can't come. Who's taking you?
Mr. Grasso. He's very clever. He comes in his coach once a month to give boys a ride to Toyland if they want to go. And you know what, dickhead? No one ever comes back. It must be such a wonderful place that no one ever wants to leave.
Well, Marcello, have a good trip.
I might have known a sawdust brain like you would be too stupid to know a good opportunity when it comes along. But won't you just stay to wave me off?
I said I'd be home before dark.
That's right, you did.
But it's dark already. You're just scared.
I'm not.
Oh, look. Here they come. Here comes the coach. Look at that!
There must be 20 donkeys at least!
And so many boys, laughing their heads off.
That's funny. The donkeys have got boots instead of hooves.
There's Mr. Grasso. Look, on the coach box.
I don't like his face.
What's wrong with his face?
Very fat, very false. He's oily. He's evil.
Hello, Marcello.
Who's your little wooden friend? This is Pinocchio.
Ready to go, are you?
Yes, I am.
All right, then.
Goodbye, Stickhead. Your friend isn't
coming.
Seems not. I tried to persuade him.
It's just as well. There isn't room even for one more boy.
But I could ride one of the donkeys.
Pinocchio.
So you've changed your mind?
Pinocchio, don't go. It's very dangerous.
I can hardly hear you, Grillo.
Haven't you noticed? The donkeys all look so miserable.
Oh, they're just tired.
Please, if you never listen to me again, listen just this once.
Grillo, there's no such thing as just this once with you. You're always going to be telling me what to do.
I won't, Pinocchio. Not if you go to Toyland with Mr. Grasso.
Why not?
Because no one ever comes back.
That's because they like it there.
Once you go with Mr. Grasso, you're on your own. Maybe forever.
I'll be back. Goodbye, Grillo.
Goodbye.
I wish you had listened to your conscience, Pinocchio.
Did you say donkey?
You don't want to end up like me, do you? Get down now and go home before it's too late.
Am I too heavy for you?
Not much. Oh.
You're crying. Oh. I didn't know a donkey could cry.
You'll understand one day. Only then it'll be too late. I wish you had listened. It will be too late.
Dickhead, aren't you glad I persuaded you to come?
You bet I am, Marcello.
And I bet you're not homesick.
Just a bit.
Well, I'm not.
I wonder how the teacher is.
Never like me.
We don't see Mr. Grasso, do we?
No. I suppose he's always off finding more boys to bring here.
Don't you ever wonder how your parents must feel? Couldn't you just be scared?
I never think about them.
But they must think about you.
They don't.
I'm sure they do.
They won't care. They don't miss me. They never wanted me anyway. That's why I was so glad to get away.
Poor Marcello.
Don't go on about it. It's in the past. Let's just have fun.
I didn't know.
You'd have learned all you ever needed to know if you'd use your ears, Pinocchio.
Gorilla?
Yes, it's me. You're dreaming of me.
Are you dreaming?
I told you I wouldn't follow you to Toyland. You lost your chance to become a real boy.
I don't care. I'm happy the way I am.
Why don't you ever listen?
Well, I have very small ears.
Not for much longer, you won't.
What do you mean, Gorilla?
You're still.
Pinocchio, open up.
Who is it?
It's me, Marcello.
Just a minute. What's the matter? Marcello! Your ears!
Look in the mirror, Pinocchio. You've got donkey ears too.
What? Oh, no! That's where I dreamed of Grillo. That's what he meant in my dream.
I suppose we'll get used to it.
I don't want to get used to it.
Maybe this happens to all the boys who come to Toyland.
And maybe that's why there are so many donkeys to pull the coach.
Oh, you look very funny, Stickhead.
And so do you. Oh, Marcello, you even sound like a donkey.
So do you, Pinocchio. Pinocchio.
Help! What's the matter?
I can't seem to stand up anymore.
Oh, wait, sit down. Oh.
You too?
Yes. Oh, Marcello, look, your face.
Your nose.
And yours. It's a long grey snout.
You're covered with grey hair. Oh, Pinocchio, look, a tail. I've grown a long grey tail.
What's happening?
Somebody, help us.
Help us.
Hello, my furry friend.
Mr. Grasso. Thank goodness.
Oh. Tell us what's the matter with us.
You've got donkey fever, my boy.
Donkey fever?
Playtime is over, and this time it's forever. Don't you know that all lazy boys who don't want to learn will sooner or later turn into donkeys?
But I do want to learn.
So do I.
It's too late now.
Please let us go.
Let's go home.
You're never going home.
Have mercy.
Yes, have mercy on us.
It's not a word I recognize, my dear little donkeys. Oh, my, but I'm pleased with you too. What fine coats you have. You'll fetch a fine price.
You're going to sell us?
You don't suppose I brought you here just for fun, do you?
You tricked us.
You lied to us.
That's right, I did.
We never should have listened to you.
That's right, again, you shouldn't have.
Now, come along, we're going to market.
All right, get up there, man.
Yucky. Come here. They're much for this donkey. Now, he's a special one. His legs are as hard as wood. 5 pennies.
Oh, my dear.
He's the most valuable donkey here. He's a wonderful performer. He can do tricks.
Circus tricks?
You have a circus. Trapezio's amazing flying circus. The best in the world.
Then you simply must have Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Unusual name for a donkey.
But he is a most unusual donkey. You can take my word for it and never tell a lie.
Oh, yes, he does.
You see, he likes you. Let me see. I could let him go for 5 gold pieces.
Seems rather a lot.
We'll take it or leave it.
He can do tricks, you say.
Thousands.
I'll give you 3 gold pieces.
Oh, it's out of the question.
My last word.
Well, since it's for the children, you can have him for 4 gold pieces.
Done.
You drive a hard bargain, sir.
Where's Marjorie?
Goodbye, Pinocchio.
Jump! Jump to the hoop, Pinocchio!
I'll get
that on. Hiya, you stupid beast.
I'm not stupid.
Call yourself a performing donkey. I was tricked. Stop that noise. Hiya.
I can't.
Hiya.
I can't.
I'll soon teach you. There. Hiya. Ladies and gentlemen, and of course, children, most honored friends, your humble servant, Fabrizio Trapezio of Trapezio's amazing flying circus, presents himself to you tonight in order to introduce to you the greatest, the most spectacular, the most famous donkey in all the world. The donkey who can leap higher than the tallest tree. Noble signore, I found this donkey running wild on the plains of Africa, and I brought him here for you to enjoy the wondrous spectacle tonight. Signore, signore Bambini, I present to you Pinocchio, the performing donkey, the star of the dance.
I bow to the audience as they applaud. I run when Trapezio says to run. I jump when he commands me to jump. I fall down as if dead when he fires his pistol. And the audience cheers and claps. And then, all of a sudden in the crowd, I catch a glimpse of a beautiful lady with hair as blue as the sky on a summer's day.
Why, Pinocchio, how very ill-mannered. How can you bray like that before your delighted audience?
Celestina, help me. My aunt is fairy.
Scandal. Take that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you will see him jump through the flaming hoop.
But the flaming hoop is much too high. I falter the ground.
Get up, you stupid animal.
Pinocchio, where you want Pinocchio?
Get up.
I feel ashamed. I want Celestina to see that I have learned my lessons, even though they are only donkey lessons. And once again, I have failed. When I look up, I see that she is leaving, and I try to run after her. I run into the crowd.
Celestina,
don't go! My foot is lame, and I can't run fast enough. Before I get to where I saw Celestina, she is gone.
How much do you want for that little lame donkey?
I can't take less than 1 gold piece.
I'll give you 4 pennies.
He's a very special animal, let me tell you. He can do tricks.
I don't need him to do tricks. I only want his hide to make a drum head.
I trained him myself. I paid 4 gold pieces for him.
4 pennies, take it or leave it.
Oh,
all right. Take him. Good riddance.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, don't be sad about this, you poor little lame thing. Life hasn't been very kind to you anyway, has it? He was a cruel man, that Trapezio. I could see it in his eye. He beat you often and often, I'll be bound, didn't he?
You're right. He did.
I need a new drumhead, you see. So at least you're going to be useful. At least you're going to have a very musical hide from now on, eh? Dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum, bum-bum-bum.
I don't want to be a musical hide, thank you. I'm at night, not really.
Now, I'll do this as kindly as I can. I'm going to tie a stone around your neck, like this, and a rope around your back leg, like this. And that way you'll drown quickly. Because there'll be no point swimming, do you see?
Please don't kill me. Please let me live.
Goodbye, little donkey. And good luck in the next world. Oh, I'll beat the retreat for you. Out of respect.
Just a block of wood again. Just the puppet. Just a wooden head with no heart. And his days full of laughter. I wish.
He must be drowned by now, my poor little donkey.
Oh, you come.
Hello. But what's this? How did you get here? You're not a donkey.
I know that, Mr. Johnston. Now,
where's my little lame donkey?
This is Ethan.
And who are you?
I'm Pinocchio. I'm a puppet. I'm alive.
A puppet?
You see, I was there all along inside the donkey's body, and when the fish nibbled their way through to the wood of my leg, they found they didn't want to eat that, and so I floated right to the top like a corpse. Would you please untie my foot?
Oh, but I paid good money for that donkey.
I was never really a donkey at all.
What about my 4 pennies?
I'm sorry, Mr. Drumskin Man, but I've got to go now.
Come back!
No!
You'll drown!
No, I won't. I'm a very good swimmer.
There's a giant whale on the loose out there, you know. A monster! Big as a tram shed! He'll swallow you in one gulp! And save your life!
I can't hear you! Silly old drumskin man. Oh! What's happening? I'm going backwards! What's happening?
Hello?
Hello.
Where are we?
Inside a whale.
Who are you?
I'm a tunnelfish. What kind of fish are you?
I'm not a fish. I'm Pinocchio. Very dark, isn't it?
It certainly is.
So what should we do here in the dark?
Why, to be digested, I suppose.
But I want to escape.
Then good luck to you.
Isn't that a light down over there?
Yes. I suppose it's some crawfish nearer the stomach than we are.
How long is this whale?
Nearly a mile. Not including the tail.
Well then, That other fish must have been in here a long time, and he may know something that will help me to escape. Goodbye, Tiny Fish. See you later.
I doubt it.
Sitting at a table.
Hello?
He's a very old man.
Who's that?
Pinocchio.
No, you're not Pinocchio. Pinocchio's dead.
I'm not dead.
He was my son, my only son.
Your son?
Yes, I made him.
From an old lump of pine?
That's right, and a rotten old bit of wood it was, too, all damp and smelly from the shed.
Where Mr. Cherry found it?
That's right. Goodness me. Wait a minute.
You're Geppetto.
And you must think it. He can't be. He's dead. I know he's dead. I saw him drowning.
I saw you drowning too.
Pinocchio.
Father.
My boy.
You smell of fish.
Oh, I dare say I do. Tell me, where have you been? What have you been doing?
How long have you been here?
I don't know. How long is my beard?
But what have you had to eat all this time?
A ship sank on the day my boat went down, and the whales swallowed all the provisions. But this is my last candle.
Then we've got to go right now. We must use your candle to escape, Father.
Pinocchio, how can we? I'm so old, and you're so young.
I should look after you, because you're old and weak, and you're my father.
Well, I'm not so old and weak at all, then.
You see that light up there?
Yes.
That's the sky.
The sky.
I bet the whale sleeps with his mouth open. Can't you hear him snoring?
I do believe I can.
Come on, Father. We must hurry. Lean on my arm.
Pinocchio.
Quickly, Father.
That snoring, I think it's changing.
Yes, but hurry. Oh, we're nearly there.
Is he going to sneeze?
I don't know.
Is he going to burp? No. He's got a cough. That's what it is.
I don't know, Father.
Is he going to be sick? He's going to be sick.
Hurry!
He's going to do something. A big bird.
Father!
Oh, hello, Pinocchio. I can see the sky. I thought I'd never see the sky again.
Father, climb onto my back and hold onto my neck.
Oh, no. I'm going to drown.
But look, I'm going to carry you.
We'll both drown if you try to save me.
We won't, Father. I'm made of wood. I float. Get a hold on my neck.
It does seem a shame, after so long in the belly of the whale, to die as soon as I'm free.
Who said anything about dying?
Who's that?
The tiny fish from inside the whale.
How nice to see you again.
I can carry you to the shore, if you like.
Who are you talking to, Pinocchio?
It's the fish I met inside the whale, Father. He wants to give us a ride to the shore.
A ride on a fish? The very idea.
We'll drown if we don't say yes.
Then I'll leave you in the shallow water.
Thank you for saving us, Tunny. May I give you a hug to say goodbye?
Oh, all right then.
Oh, you mustn't cry, Tunny.
I'm not crying.
Perhaps we'll meet again one day.
You'll forget about me. You wait and see.
I'll never forget you, not ever.
Goodbye, Pinocchio.
Goodbye, Tunny.
Pinocchio. There are two rather rough-looking creatures over there.
Oh, yes.
They seem to be trying to attract your attention.
You wait here and rest, Father. I'll go and speak to them.
Oh, Pinocchio, help us, please.
We're in such trouble. It's Volpino and Felina.
Yes, it's us. Poor us. We've fallen on such hard times. Can you help us?
I thought you were my friend.
We are your friend, but you cheated me and robbed me.
We are poor and sick and starving now. Have pity on us, noble Pinocchio. We'll never be mean to you again.
We paid for our crimes. You tried to kill me. You never gave a thought to what became of me. You just ran off with my money. That was meant to be for my poor father.
We were only borrowing it.
We would have repaid it with interest. 4 gold pieces. You can buy a donkey for that.
Forgive us, kind-hearted boy.
Forgive us, brave Pinocchio.
How can I believe you ever again? Why should I help you?
Out of charity.
What charity did you ever show me? Goodbye, Volpino.
Don't abandon us.
Goodbye, Felina.
Please help us.
Goodbye, false friends.
Father? Oh, he's fallen asleep.
Well done, Pinocchio. You did the right thing.
Grillo?
Yes.
You've been gone a long time.
Sorry. You've had quite some adventures.
Why didn't you come?
Well, I told you I wouldn't come with you to Toyland.
I feel very sad.
Well, that's because you've changed. You trusted Volpino and Felina before, and now you've learned all by yourself not to.
I was happier when I trusted them.
When you say goodbye to them, you're leaving a part of yourself behind.
And so there's a hole where that part was.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Does it ever stop feeling like a hole?
One day.
Really?
Well, I can't promise.
I haven't seen Celestina for a long time.
I know.
I didn't say goodbye properly.
I know.
If she doesn't ever come back, if I don't ever see her again, does that mean I can never be a real boy?
I'm not sure.
What should I do now?
Well, you know that hole?
Yes.
The best thing you can do about a hole inside is to concentrate on something outside.
Oh, Pinocchio, I'm hungry.
Where can I get some food, Grillo?
There's a farm 2 fields away. We could try asking the farmer.
Please, sir. May I have some food and milk for my poor old father?
Well, a cup of milk costs a penny.
But I don't have a penny.
Oh, that's a shame, then. I can't just give it to you.
But he'll die if I don't find him something to eat.
Do you know how to draw water from a well?
I can try.
My donkey used to do it, but the poor beast looks like he's dying.
A donkey?
Yes.
Why is he dying?
Too much work, I suppose. He never seemed very strong, sad-looking beast.
Can I see the donkey, please?
You want to see a dying donkey? There he is, then.
Hello, donkey.
Hello, stickhead.
Marcello.
Yes, it's me. Seems I'm going to die, stickhead. Too much hard work.
Marcello!
Funny, isn't it? Teacher always said I didn't work hard enough.
Marcello, don't die.
Goodbye. Oh, stickhead. Give my love to my family.
Marcello, please, please. You mustn't die.
Why are you talking to a dead donkey?
He's my friend.
I can be friends with a donkey, foolish puppet.
We were at school together.
No, you don't have time to hang around here weeping for a dumb animal. Come on, 100 pails of water equals 1 cup of milk.
I'm staying here.
Well, then, you won't get any milk, will you?
Marcello!
Celestina?
Pinocchio, dry your eyes. Everything will be all right now. You rescued your father from the whale and took care of him. And so you have proved that even though you aren't always well behaved, you have a real heart, not just a wooden one. Your wish is granted, and your troubles are over. Tomorrow, you will become a real boy. Bravo, Pinocchio. I am proud of you. I will always be proud of you.
Celestina, don't go away.
If ever you want to talk to me, look up. Look up at the sky on a blue day. Or look up at the stars on a clear night, and I'll be there. Listen to me. I'll always be with you. In your heart. In your real heart.
Celestina, please stay.
Goodbye, my friend.
Pinocchio, what are you doing? What's the matter?
My friend Marcello died.
Did he? How did he die?
He turned into a donkey, and then he died of too much work.
Turned into a donkey?
And my good fairy has gone away, and Grillo has gone away too, and I have to pull up 100 buckets of water to get one cup of milk.
No, you don't.
The farmer says I do.
And I say you don't.
But you need milk, Father. You're old and weak.
Well, you know, Pinocchio, it's a very odd thing, but when you left me a little while ago to find something to eat, I fell asleep again.
You were very tired.
Never so tired in all my life. But then, only a moment ago, I woke up and I felt wonderful.
Did you?
Like a young man again. Look at me. Don't you think I look better?
Yes.
And you know what I'm going to do now?
What?
I'm going to take you home and I'm going to look after you.
Celestina said I'll be a real boy tomorrow.
Did she?
Yes, because I've got a real heart.
And so you have, Pinocchio. So you have. Come on. We're going home.
So, here I am. We're home again. This is my last night of being a puppet. It's nearly morning. Sky is just starting to go light. When I was changed into a donkey, I became a puppet again. This time, I know the change that is coming can never be undone. I know that when morning comes, I wouldn't be able to talk to Alidoro, even if I could find him again. I couldn't talk to the tiny fish, or even the fox and cat. I know that I should be happy. Celestina and Grillo would expect me to be happy, but I feel sad. Why didn't they want to stay? Why does everyone want me to be a real boy? Why do I feel as though I've lost something? Wouldn't I be more alive if I still trusted Volpino and Felina, and happier if I could always talk to Alidoro? Why do I wish tomorrow would never come?
You can't stop it, Pinocchio. It's going to happen.
Alidoro?
Yes.
I want to stay with you, Alidoro. I want to stay in your world.
I'll be around. I'll stay nearby.
But you won't be able to talk to me in the morning, will you?
I guess not. But I'll bark to you. I'll always be your friend, Pinocchio.
Time to get up, Pinocchio. Pinocchio. Your face.
In Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi, dramatized for radio by Tina Pepler, Mark Burrows played Pinocchio. Stephen Moore was Geppetto, and Christian Rodsko was Grillo the Cricket. Bill Wallace played the roles of Mr. Cherry, Bravaccio, the innkeeper, Grasso, the farmer, and the whale. Phil Daniels played Volpino the Fox and Trapezio, and Tilly Vosborough was Felina the Cat. Charlotte Attenborough was Celestina the Blue Fairy, and David Holt played the parts of Alidoro the Dog, the Drummer, and the Tunnyfish. David Cooper played Marcello, Joshua Taub was Harlequin and Giorgio, and Deborah Berlin was Pulcinella and Eugenia. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was composed by Peter Howell of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Technical presentation was by Richard Beedsmore, Peter Howell, Rosamund Mason, and Rebecca Kirby. Pinocchio was directed by Michael Early.